Welcome back, everybody. On this day in history, May the 30th, we'll start today's history with something that happened in our country in 1822 on this day. On this day in history, there was a man whose name was Rollo. He was a slave. He's the one who turned in Denmark Vesey on this day in 1822, betrayed Denmark Vesey and thousands of others who were going to revolt for freedom in Charleston, South Carolina in 1822. Denmark Vesey is one of those men that's a rare person in history. Some people think he was born in Africa. They're not quite sure, but people are fairly sure that he was Mende. And he started his life as a slave, as far as we know it, in what is now Haiti and Hispaniola, and then was sold and sold back to a man whose name was Vesey, and then ended up in Charleston, South Carolina with this man and worked in the city as a carpenter and for his slave master. But he was a man who learned how to read, think deeply. He was a deeply spiritual man. And he won a lottery in the city of Charleston. He won a lottery for I think it was $1,100. So for $600, he bought his freedom. And he tried to buy the freedom of his wife and children, but they wouldn't sell his family to him. He became a founder of the African Methodist Episcopal Church that was burned down twice in Charleston by whites. He was a leader. He was a free man, a carpenter who sold his labor. And he was enamored of the Haitian Revolution. And so he decided to have this revolution that was supposed to take place on July the 14th, on Bastille Day, to honor the revolution of Haiti and the revolutionary spirit. And he organized thousands of people who were slaves and free blacks to take over Charleston, liberate Charleston. Then they were going to sail from Charleston to Haiti for their freedom. But on this day, Denmark Vesey was betrayed by slaves who did not support his rebellion. And he and 37 other men and women hanged because of this. And on this day in 1822 was the day of his betrayal. So what else happened on this day of May the 30th? A few other things we'll talk about. This is the day in 1854 the Kansas-Nebraska Act became law and repealed the Missouri Compromise and opened all the Northern Territories to slavery in 1854. On this day in 1922, the Lincoln Memorial was built in honor of Abraham Lincoln, obviously, the 16th President of the United States. This was done by William Howard Taft, and it was dedicated, I should say, by William Howard Taft, the former President of the United States, on this day in 1922. On this day in 1955, Vivian Malone was the first African-American student to walk across the stage in the University of Alabama to get a degree. And in 1967, on this day, Biafra declared independence from Nigeria. This was huge in 1967. Biafra is where the Igbo lived. And, you know, Nigeria, like many other countries in the developing world, in the third world, whatever you people want to call it, in Africa, on the continent, were countries made out of whole cloth by Great Britain and Germany and France, countries that never existed before. There was never a Kenya. There was never a Tanzania. There was never a Nigeria. Countries like Ghana and a few others were kind of old ancient countries that had some integrity to them, but countries like Nigeria were pieced together among 30 or 40 different people. But many of the Hausa in the north and the Yoruba and the Igbo in the west and the east and the Igbo decided, we are our own people, we always have been, and we're going to be free, and decided to declare their independence. They were immediately attacked by the other parts of the Nigerian army, mainly Hausa and Yoruba. And they attacked the Igbo. Initially, the oil fields were taken. All the revenue for the new Biafra was cut off because they lost their oil fields. And over 1 million people, 1 million Igbos died, and others died of starvation. Finally, in January 70, Biafra was no more. But on this day, in 1967, Biafra became an independent nation. And it's one of his most eloquent spokespeople was the great Chinua Achebe. On this day, in 1971... Willie Mays scored his 1,950th run in baseball, one of the great baseball players of all time. And as he was doing that, the U.S. space probe Mariner 9, was launched on its mission to Mars. And it sent more than 7,000 pictures of Mars back to Earth. And I'll never forget that. That was pretty stunning when that happened. And those still can be seen all over the web. On this day in 2002, Ground Zero, where in World Trade Center, was completed 3 months ahead of schedule. The cleanup of Ground Zero by 3,000 building tradesmen and women who worked literally 12, 14-hour days to make this happen. 7 days a week they worked and got it done 3 months ahead of time. On this day in 2013 in Nigeria, Nigeria passed last year on this day a law banning same-sex marriages with some very, very harsh penalties. Still a battle many in Nigeria and here oppose who are Nigerian. So rounding this out, on this day in 1903, the great County Cullen was born in New York City. He became one of our great poets, wrote his first major poetry at 14 years old. He went to NYU and published many of his poems. He and W.E.B. Du Bois became very close as friends. And on this day, County Cullen was born. Schwerner, Goodman, and Cheney, of fame, because they were killed by the KKK in 1964. In just next month, we'll be talking about that. But were killed in 1964 in Mississippi. On this day in 1943, James Cheney of Cheney, Schwerner, and Goodman was born on this day in 1943. So that's this day in history. There's much more to it, but please go to steinershow.org and check out the rest of this day in history. It's all right there waiting for you. This is Mark Steiner, and you're listening to an archived edition of The Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. So we're not accepting calls, but please send us your feedback at steinershow@gmail.com.